Senate Democrats will try and protect abortion. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, scheduling a vote next week on a bill already passed by the House.
Senate Democrats say there is an urgency to pass legislation codifying abortion protections in the federal law.
Vote on this legislation is no longer an abstract exercise.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans that vote next week, even with passage unlikely in the 50-50 divided Senate.
Every American is going to see where every senator stands.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell avoided celebrating the draft opinion, signaling an end to Roe v. Wade, or outlining next steps.
All of this puts the cart before the horse.
Instead, he says the focus should be on the court insider responsible for the unprecedented breach of court conduct.
Fox's Jared Halperin, Supreme Court's Chief Justice John Roberts, issuing a statement Tuesday, acknowledging the leaked draft is genuine but not yet final and ordering an investigation to learn who leaked it. Donald Trump's political influence alive and well in Ohio as his endorsed candidate J.D. Vance wins the state Republican Senate primary.
I have absolutely got to thank the 45th, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, ladies and gentlemen.
In November's general election, Vance will face Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan.
Let's go. Let's make this happen. Let's get this seat. Let's put workers first. Let's put the takers to bed and put the makers back in place. I look forward to joining Sherrod Brown in the United States Senate.
Former President Trump endorsed 22 candidates in Tuesday's Ohio and Indiana primaries. All of them won their races. New concerns about North Korea launching another ballistic missile into the sea off its eastern coast. And there are signs the country is preparing for a nuclear test just days after Kim Jong-un said he was accelerating North Korea's missile capabilities. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The largest birds in North America, once again taking flight over California.
Condors haven't flown over California's Redwood National Park since 1892. But the Yurok tribe, as well as local and federal wildlife agencies, teamed up to release two captive-bred birds into the area Tuesday. The California condor is the largest native North American bird with a wingspan of nearly 10 feet. It was almost extinct due to poaching and destruction of its habitat. The National Park Service says in the early 80s, there were only 22 of them left. Now they're bouncing back with a population of about 500. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The mask mandate on planes and trains is over, struck down by a federal judge last month, but federal health officials are urging travelers over the age of two to mask up voluntarily. An ABC News reporter who was in contact with President Biden at Saturday's White House Correspondents Association dinner is now tested COVID positive. Congressman Antonio Delgado will serve as New York's next lieutenant governor, appointed by New York's Governor Kathy Hochul Tuesday to replace former governor, Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin, who resigned after being arrested on corruption charges. A milestone reached by Major League Baseball manager
Dusty Baker in rare company.
He got him. Astros win 4-0, and there it is.
Dusty Baker, career win number 2,000 as a manager.
Audio courtesy of AT&T Sportsnet Southwest. The Houston Astros defeated the Seattle Mariners Tuesday 4-0, marking 2,000 wins for Astros skipper Dusty Baker over his managerial career. The Astros, the fifth team that he's been at the helm of. Dusty, now the 12th manager in MLB history to reach that 2,000 win plateau. The first black manager to do so as well. All other members of that 2,000 club are in the Baseball Hall of Fame, with the exception of Bruce Bochy. He's eligible for enshrinement next year. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.